and ghosts, spookers, mummies, and devil sprites, take your seats once more, please, as we bring you the Incendiary Magazine, Why Aren't You Listening? Halloween Shedcast, Part 3. Boo! Ha!
Magnificent. All the electrical secrets of heaven. And this time we're ready. Hey, Fritz? Ready.
Why, what's the matter?
Look!
There's nothing to fear. Look. No blood, no decay. Just a few stitches. And look. Here's the final touch. The brain you stole, Fritz. Think of it. The brain of a dead man, waiting to live again in a body I made with my own hands. With my own hands.
Breathtaking eyes. The men would tremble and the women would sigh, but you know we to build the most delicate hands. We all best intentions and the best laid plans, but you know how things can go wrong. We ran the numbers and checked them all twice. We gathered all the experts and took all their advice. We have the technology and the science was flawless. We have the wise men and world leaders and the religions behind us. We had it. We thought we had it. Let's just admit it. Let's just call it what it is. We built a monster. We built a monster. And the children cried. And the children cried. Behind the ruby red lips, we said the words. We said the words that put the life in her hips. It was a blessing. Incandescent lamps cast an eerie glow. The room fell silent like a city covered in snow. It was a blessing. We thought it was a blessing. What happened next was indescribably awful. You can't even comprehend it. It's just impossible to describe it. The women shrieked in terror and men fell to their knees. And the rending of clothes and the begging mercy, please to describe it. To describe is just too painful. Let's just admit it. Let's just call it what it is. We built a monster. We built a monster.
Most definitely stopping funny. Now cut it out. be sorry.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
Spermaceti, lignum aloes, pepper wort, musk, saffron, red storage, blood of a lapwing. Preparation. Compound the above items and fumigate them about tombs or graves of the dead. It will cause spirits and ghosts of the dead to gather together.
Thank you.
ears of an audience who have just seen a preview of Vampire Playgirls.
I think that type of sexual activity is disgusting.
I love the nude scenes in the torture chamber.
People who make movies like that are perverted.
Those vampires can bite my flesh anytime.
Vampire Playgirls. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 will be admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Troll. By Damian Leslie and Andrew L. Pachorik. He had looked in every day. He had peered into the dark. He had wondered what to say into the well of Greendale Park. The well worried him so. The well, it seemed quite scary. The well was dark below. The well made Aidan wary. He was looking down the hole. He was blocking out the light. He was grabbed by a big troll, which gave him quite a fright. "Stop blocking out my light! Stop ruining my tan! Stop coming here, my son!" said the troll, whose name was Fran. "You look here every day, you stare into my abode, you've never out to say, so go bugger off, you toad!" "I heard," said Aidan Purse, "I heard you shout and yell, I heard you swear and curse, down there in the dark well." "It's rude is what you do, it's rude to sneak and hide, it's rude to watch like you," said Fran with bulging eyes. "So why not say something? So why just stand and stare? So why not talk or sing? Do something whilst you're there." "Please don't hurt me," said the lad. "Please, I'll talk to you, I swear. Please, I'm sorry I've been bad. I just wondered what was there." "My boy, you are a fool. My boy, you are quite droll. My boy, they teach in school, in well there lives a troll." "They don't say that in class. They teach us art and math. They show us weight and mass, and scold us when we laugh." "Nothing of trolls, they tell. Nothing in lessons learn. Nothing about me in well. The world it ever turn. As boy you listen here. As boy you listen good. As boy should tread in fear when walking in my wood. As troll I keep things right. As troll, I live in well. As troll, I hunt at night by sniffing goblin smell. A troll must guard the well. A troll must keep park clean. A troll make safe and well from goblins who are mean. The goblins hide in park. The goblins wait till when the goblin seat is dark. Then kidnap boys and men. Then girls and women cry. Then girls and women see. Then boys and men do die, and goblins laugh with glee. So say hello each day, so say your name out proud, so say when passed this way, thank you, and very loud. "I will," said Aidan loud, "I will greet you every time, I will tell it loud and proud, this troll's a friend of mine." So look when in the park, so look into the well, so look into the dark, and thank the troll, you're well.
Did you see me pass that Cadillac? I can take anything on the road for this baby, even if she is 20 years old.
I know, but I wish you wouldn't take such chances, Joe.
Hill besides.
Wow, Miss Bryce. We wouldn't have made it if that car coming over the hill hadn't pulled off into the ditch.
I hear a train coming. I'll lay odds I can beat him to that crossing.
Thank you. When was the last time you were scared out of your wits by a movie? Halloween, the motion picture about the most terrifying night of the year. Halloween, the night three teenage girls discover the real trick is to stay alive.
Tommy,
Halloween, the night he came home. From Compass International Pictures, rated R.
Exactly a fortress, but it'll stop her from opening that door at least.
So, who is she exactly?
Vovilla isn't a she exactly. She's more of an it.
What? What the hell are you talking about?
She, if indeed it is a she, is a spirit. And an angry one at that.
And what does she want with me?
The usual thing spirits are after, my boy. Yourself, boy.
Prepare for what?
Anything. Everything.
What? Should we pray or something?
Oh, we're well past that now, my lad. Just stay strong and make sure those lanterns don't go out. Drink some more. The less your mind is working properly, the better.
Shock.
After shock.
After shock.
After shock.
Warning.
After shock.
The sexual transformation of a man into a woman will actually take place before your very eyes in Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
A man by day.
A woman by night.
The perfect disguise to indulge a lust for sex and violence. Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
An American International Pictures release in color, rated PG.
Was he a woman?
Was she a man? Or were they both?
Your lungs are bursting for air. It seems as if the walls of your room are closing in on you, crushing you, crowding you, sealing you off from the rest of the world. And then you awake. It's only been a ghastly dream, a terribly vivid nightmare. But with your eyes open, your hands trembling, and your body bathed in perspiration, you relax. At least you're in your own room, safe. It was only a dream. Or was it? This is a tale that the inmates of Bell Prison still whisper in the cell yards and corridors to this day. The story of John Day, a lifer, and his weird nocturnal dreams. It happened long ago, but cell 13, where it began, still enjoys its haunted history. Listen, and I'll tell you about John Day and his nightmares. One night at 12 midnight, the stone and steel corridors of Row A rang with the hoarse, terrible shouts of a man screaming for the guards. The prisoners, so rudely awakened, would normally have grumbled and yelled their annoyance, but something in the horrible moans and sobbings issuing from cell 13 stilled their tongues. The guards rushed to the cell and swung it open to find John Day crouched in the corner on the floor by his bed, now whimpering and crying, his hands to his throat. At the sight of the guards, he blurted about his nightmare. The hands, he babbled, the hands. Thick, calloused, lumpy hands, they were choking me. Oh, just a nightmare, the guards laughed. But that wasn't the end of it. It was only the beginning of many nights when Row A would be similarly disturbed. John Day and his nightmare about someone strangling him became the talk of Bell Prison. And John Day himself, sentenced to life imprisonment, grew steadily thinner and paler. The warden refused to listen to his pleas for another cell. He wouldn't cater to the whims of convicts. The prison doctor insisted that John Dave is only shamming because other than a loss of weight, he was organically and mentally sound. But still the nightmare persisted. And John Day's nocturnal outcries became a familiar sound that the prisoners accepted as another wriggle of their hard existence. But one night came a new sound. The escape sirens wailed over the yard. John Day had escaped, attacked a guard, and gone over the wall. The entire organization of Bell Prison went into action. Guards with bloodhounds scoured the surrounding countryside, and only 2 miles away, one guard with his dog came on a strange sight. A teamster with his heavy wagon pulled over to one side of the road, and lying on the ground, still in his prison uniform, his eyes bulging unnaturally in his head, lay John Day. He was dead. The guard approached the big teamster, a burly giant, and questioned him. The story was simple enough. John Day had halted him with a gun to make use of the wagon, and the teamster had fought back. Luckily, John Day's gun had misfired, and the man had been able to get his hands around his throat. The guard shone his flashlight on the teamster's hands. They were thick, calloused, and lumpy. Big, thorny fingers that had strangled the life out of John Day. Only a nightmare, Bell Prison had thought. Just a convict's curious dream. But when John Day's dead body was returned to the prison morgue, the story of Cell 13 became the terrible tale that it is to this day. And what of your dreams and your nightmares? If you ever imagine that fingers are at your throat throttling you, don't twist and turn. Wake up. Open your eyes. Maybe it's just a dream, but someone could be killing you.
They will destroy you. They will take from you your innocence, your pride, and eventually your soul. These eyes do not see what you and I see. Behind these eyes, one finds only blackness, the absence of light. These are the eyes of a psychopath.
The night may be warm, or it may be cold. I'm a man who needs someone, a woman to hold. I'm a loner with problems, many so small. But small problems in millions is no living ball. I need someone to cling to help me to bear these troubles and heartaches that tease, drive, and dare. I don't know a woman, and yet I crave on. My mind tells my body, don't stand there, get one. Then all of a sudden, I'm no longer clean. I'm a mass of wild muscle, a human machine. My body is reckless, my mind unaware. In these moments of madness, I fight, claw, and tear. Then all is quiet, and I'm me again. I've done wrong without knowing, and caused so much pain. At last I am captured, no longer to roam. The state penitentiary will now be my home. And the worst thing that happens here in the clink is that you go out of your mind as you start to think. My mind's in a frenzy, my body in fright. And so now I've been labeled Strangler in the night. Strangler in the night. Strangler in the
Stepping off to higher glory, all around is the demons and fiends. Ooh, ooh. Moving out towards the kingdom, all I see is hobgoblins and ghouls. Ooh. Ooh. Heading up beyond salvation, all I tread is a nostrils and skulls. Ooh. Ooh. Getting on across the heavens, all I see is a fungus and bones. Ooh. Ooh. Looking up, I saw the fury. All around is a tattered black sails. Ooh. Ooh. In the hedge there's a rustling sound. A man comes out and he staggers around. He grins and offers some of it to me. So I close my eyes and dream a little harder. Close my eyes and dream a little harder. Close my eyes and dream a little harder of you.
No! 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 You ever done anything like this before?
Only minimum security.
I see. The driveway's a few hundred yards up on the right.
The only thing that ever bothers me is their gibberish. When they start raving on and on.
You haven't anything to worry about. He hasn't spoken a word in 15 years.
Are there any special instructions?
Just try to understand what we're dealing with here. Don't underestimate it.
Don't you think we could refer to it as him?
If you say so.
Your compassion's overwhelming, Doctor. What do I give him when we take him in front of the judge?
Thorazine.
We'll barely be able to sit up.
That's the idea.
You're serious about it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You mean you actually never want him to get out?
Never. Never. Never.
Then why are we taking him up to Hardin County if you're just gonna
walk? Because that is the law. Here we are.
Since when did they let them wander around?
Pull up to the main gate.
Shouldn't we
go on, move. Wait.
Werewolves and vampires, supernatural and unnatural being. We would like to thank you for paying attention and suffering through this Incendiary Magazine Why Aren't You Listening Halloween Shedcast special. In part 3, we have entertained you with A Nightmare on Elm Street main title theme, performed by Charles Bernstein and taken from the album Freddy's Favorites, A Best of A Nightmare on Elm Street. Monsters We've Built was performed by Fulton Lights, taken from their Healing Waters EP. I Put a Spell on You was performed by Screamin' Jay Hawkins and taken from the album of the same name. Vincent Price read you another tale from the album Tales of Witches, Ghosts and Goblins, and this one was called To Raise the Dead. The theme from Poltergeist was performed by Jerry Goldsmith and taken, of course, from the Poltergeist soundtrack. Main title, Ave Satani, was also performed by Jerry Goldsmith, but this time taken from the Omen soundtrack. Troll was read to you by Damien Leslie and taken from the Howden's Children collection by Damien Leslie and Andrew L. Pechorik. Wreck of Old 97 was performed by the Creed Taylor Orchestra and taken from the album Panic, Son of Shock. Visions of 2000 AD number 4 was performed by James Harpum and taken from the album G-Spots, the spacey folk electro-horror sounds of the Studio G Library. Amusement Park Stroke Death Pies was performed by John Massari and taken from the album Killer Clowns from Outer Space soundtrack. Ted Cassidy performed The Lurch before Boris Karloff read you the story Nightmare and taken from the album Tales of the Frightened. Severed Heads performed Dead Eyes Opened. Strangler in the Night was performed by Bugs with Albert DeSalvo. Demons and Fiends was performed by Robin Hitchcock and taken from his album Spooked. The crew next performed Rockin' Zombie. Excerpts from the films Halloween, the Halloween remake, and Frankenstein were taken from the Halloween 20th anniversary soundtrack CD, the Halloween remake CD, and of course, An Evening with Boris Karloff. All that is left to say is that we would like to thank you all once again for your kind patience and stamina, I think is the word we're looking for putting up and lasting this long. Please go on over to www.incendiarymag.com or www.inmusic.nl to find more beautiful things to read. And now we shall leave you with the ultimate Halloween message from one of our key sponsors.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the Horrorthon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.